Morning watch. Crossing the Jordan River and being prepared for battle. Week 3. Tuesday. Related verses. Joshua 4, verses 3 and 9. Verse 3. And command them, saying, take up for yourselves from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and bring them over with you, and lay them down in the place where you lodge tonight. Verse 9. Then Joshua erected 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant had stood, and they are there to this day. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Colossians 2, verses 7 and 12. Verse 7. Having been rooted and being built up in him, and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Verse 12. Buried together with him in baptism, in which also you were raised together with him through the faith of the operation of God, who raised him from the dead. John 3, verse 6 and 15. Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Verse 15. That everyone who believes into him may have eternal life. Ephesians 2, verses 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together with him, and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, verse 10. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Related reading. The believer's baptism into the death of Christ, as the crossing of the Jordan River, leads the believers into the resurrection of Christ. Colossians 2, verse 12 says, buried together with him in baptism, in which also you were raised together with him, through the faith of the operation of God, who raised him from the dead. In the aspect of burial, baptism is the termination of our flesh. In the aspect of resurrection, baptism is the germination of our spirit, so that we are made alive in Christ with the divine life. In the new realm of resurrection, we enjoy Christ as the all-inclusive good land in which we walk and even are being rooted and being built up for the accomplishing of the economy of God. 12 representatives of the 12 tribes of Israel took up 12 stones from the place where the priest's feet stood firm in the middle of the Jordan and brought them over and laid them down in the place where Israel lodged that night. The 12 stones signified the 12 tribes of the new Israel. Their being raised up from the waters of the Jordan signifies resurrection from death. The 12 stones raised up from the water were a sign, signifying that the resurrected new Israel would be a testimony of the crossing of the death water. This typifies the believer's experience with Christ of the resurrection from death. Joshua erected 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests who carried the ark had stood. These were another 12 stones signifying the 12 tribes of Israel in their old life and in their old nature. Joshua erected these 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan where the ark was, signifying that the Lord wanted Israel, in their old nature, to remain under the death water of the Jordan. This typifies that the old man of the believers should remain in the death of Christ. We who have been identified with Christ in his death and resurrection, who have been resurrected with Christ to become the new man, should leave our old man under his death. We in the church life should all be able to declare that our old man has been buried with Christ and remains under the death of Christ, and that we are the new man. The priests who carried the ark stood in the middle of the Jordan until all the people had completely crossed over the river and everything was completed, and until Joshua commanded them, according to the command of Jehovah, to come up out of the Jordan. What a marvelous picture of the move of the triune God embodied in Christ. As the priests stood in the middle of the Jordan, there was no need for them to be afraid, for the ark was with them. Because our old man has been buried and our new man is working with the triune God, we do not need to be troubled by anything that may befall us. The triune God is with us, and he and we are living together and working together. As we consider Israel's history recorded in Joshua 3 and 4, we need to realize that the same things have happened to us. We died with Christ, we were buried with him, and we were resurrected with him to become something new. Ephesians 2 tells us that the believers who were dead in sin have been made alive, raised and seated together with Christ to be one new man. This new man is God's masterpiece.